So our focus on small business continues. Joining the conversation is Jane Veron. She's co-founder and CEO of the Acceleration Project. It's a consulting firm which focuses on minority and women-owned businesses. She joins us on the phone from Westchester, New York. Jane, nice to have you here on Bloomberg Radio. Tell us a little bit about your organization. We've been talking a lot, Jason and myself, my co-host, about the impact the virus has had on small businesses. And we do see Fed Chief Jay Powell looking more closely at the impact. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing and what your organization is working on.
Great. Yes, thanks. Hi, Carol and Jason. So great to be here. TAP, our acronym for the Acceleration Project, we are a female-founded, female-led organization, and our goal is to bring Wall Street expertise to Main Street, all around keeping small businesses vital. So you ask, at this time, we are so much about survival and pivoting and thriving. What we are seeing and what we had seen initially was a real crisis around cash and liquidity. We immediately pivoted to develop tools to help small businesses. And these are moms and pop. I mean, we focus on women, minority-owned businesses. But in truth, given the crisis, everybody was in crisis. All these businesses were in crisis. And so we developed tools like a PPP tracker to help our small businesses think through what their expenses are so that they could even seek forgiveness on the other end if they were even lucky enough to get the PPP to begin with.
And so what are you seeing so far? Because I feel like as often happens in these cases, you know, there's some good intention behind a program, but the execution gets a little bit spotty or tricky, and folks are really in pretty desperate need, as you say. What have you seen as you've looked across your the work that you're doing with small businesses in terms of them actually getting the funding that they need and the help that they need?
Right. Well, what differentiates us truly is that we are in the trenches day in, day out. So
yeah.
We, there is so much information out there. In fact, there's an information overload that businesses are experiencing. And what we've spent a tremendous amount of time on is like culling it through and then customizing, speaking directly with the business owners, because not only do they have to think about running their business, dealing with their financials, and these are amazing business owners who bring their product and service to all of us, and we are so appreciative, but they now need to think about all sorts of other things around sanitation and how they emerge and how they, if they furlough employees. And so what we have done is we've shifted our focus. So one, we worked on the loan piece. And while, not as many got loans, and I hope with this next round of PPP, it will be easier, and even maybe the shift from 75-25 will be incredibly helpful to the businesses. What we're doing now is boot camp. We are helping businesses pivot. You know, we had a business referred to us by our client. We partner with big financial institutions. So PNC sponsored us to help Pittsburgh women-owned businesses. We helped them with financial management and forecasting, all this pre-COVID. Now they came to us kind of like, oh, my God, I need cash. How am I going to pivot my business? There's one woman, she runs a wedding decor business. It was all in person and event-driven. That can't be. And she has so much inventory. And so we have brainstormed with her on how we move her to a year-round online consignment organization so that she could actually get the cash she needs and continue to function.
Jane, what's your fear?
I want to get to as many businesses as possible because there is so much a lack of clarity and lack of focus, because what the business owners need is to take a deep breath. If they've got the liquidity, they need to figure out how to reemerge, and the world is going to be different. So I want, and particularly women, minority-owned, those who don't have access to this kind of advice, they need that kind of hand-holding. And I want, and we're seeking to double or triple our size, because it is so clear that not only do we bring the business acumen, but we really know how to hold the business's hand.
I have to jump in because, I mean, this is, Jason and I have had a lot of conversations about, these vulnerabilities and situations that have been out there in society for years, but yet they're being laid bare because of the virus. But, I'm listening to you say women and minority owned, businesses don't have access to, whether it's, cash or liquidity lines and so on and so forth. Why is that still the case today?
Well, I was speaking to our head of service delivery, and we have a pretty significant Spanish speaking practice. And a lot of the Hispanic owners, weren't even bankable. They weren't banking clients. They were, you know, they were concerned and didn't feel comfortable in that world. And so what we're now doing is trying to partner them with microlenders. So you know, it's a lot of these institutions or these small businesses, not institutions, didn't have that kind of relationship. And so what I really believe is the personalization of the advice, because that's what businesses need at this point. There's so much, like, how do you call through this information?
And even with that, Jane, I do wonder what, if you can generalize, what's the biggest mistake that they make sort of before you get to them? What is the thing that you consistently see they're doing either in a choice that they make or in a choice that they don't make?
Kind of a panicked response.
Yeah.
So what, one of the, so we just, for our, you know, our history, we started in 2012 when the internet and big box stores were the real threat. And I actually said, okay, I want to build this business because at that point, it was a seismic shift in the way the economies function for small business. But now there's the urgency, it's like the compressed time, and that forces people and business owners to panic. So sometimes they don't step back and understand all the resources that they have available and think of creative ways. We're going back to, like, what is the essence of what you do? Who are your loyal customers? Because that's the place to start. How do you retrain your employees? Because so often you're going to need different skill sets in as we move forward. There's going to be some of our mom and pop, our brick and mortar.
Yeah.
No, that 6 to 10% was online sales. Now they need to figure out how to do this so differently.
That's a really good point. We've talked a lot about that the jobs that are going to be needed on the other side of this are not necessarily going to be the same going into the virus. Jane, just quickly, got about 30 seconds here. So if there's a small business owner out there, is there a way that they can, who do you decide who to work with, just quickly?
We are trying to quadruple our capacity. Apply to us at the Acceleration Project .org online, fill out an application, and we will, put you in our queue. And we are just so desperate to help everybody. I'm not a doctor. I wish I could be on the front lines, but I know how to do this, and so does my organization. So we're here to help.
All right.
We really appreciate it. Jane Varon is the CEO of the Acceleration Project. A hat tip to our friend Michael Ainsley, who I believe who turned us on to this. A really great project.
His daughter, yeah.
Based here in Westchester. Jane Varon is. She joined us on the phone. And, incredibly impressive background. Harvard MBA. She's got a whole group of people who are really devoting their skills to exactly this type of work. And we know, and we're going to talk about it more with Sheryl Sandberg in less than an hour, small businesses are the core of all this.